Welcome to the Sportscast, September 17th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you are listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. Also, go follow us on Twitter, thesportscast1, also our Instagram. You could also get our app on the App Store for iOS, so download it if you can. The Washington football team defeats the New York Football Giants team 30-29, with a late field goal kick by Hopkins. And late-breaking news, Julian Edelman has retweeted our tweet about Bill Belichick on social media. Join us all the way from upstate New York, Ryan Krista, the Mad Dog. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
San Diego, happy Friday, everybody. Hope everybody's excited for another football weekend here.
Are you a Julian Edelman fan?
I would say a fan. I think he found a good system there in New England, and worked well for him. But you know, he was kind of the next Wes Welker, you know, perfect for Tom Brady there. And but yeah, I don't know, just say, you know, I respect him, his playing ability.
Well, he just retweeted us. Really happy about it, and I'm glad he's retweeted us. We'll see if we'll get more followers since then. Anyways,
yeah, no,
go ahead.
Thanks
for the Sportscast. All right, last night, NFC East showdown, Thursday night football, won by 1 point by a late field goal with Hopkins. Also, Taylor Heinicke started for Washington because Ryan Fitzpatrick had a came out with a hip injury after that first game last weekend. Ryan, what were your thoughts about last night? And we're going to talk about the Giants after. What was your first initial thoughts over this game last night?
Back and forth, kind of fun, you know, game, you know. And yet, I don't know if this game is going to be consequential to the whole scheme of things in the NFL. You know, the Redskins, I think, are a little better team than the Giants overall. And I don't know the long-term viability of Taylor Heinicke at quarterback for the Redskins. But, you know, he really hasn't, you know, he's given him a chance to win, you know, when he started. So, I mean, he started a playoff game against the Buccaneers last year, and he probably outplayed Tom Brady. Even though they lost, but he was the better quarterback that day. And then last night, you know, he goes head-to-head with, you know, Daniel Jones and was able to give the Redskins, you know, the last drive to get a victory, you know. I mean, a little, you know, with the penalty, you know, a range of emotion there, you know, when you get that, you think you lost and you see the penalty and they get another chance to win the game. So congrats on the Redskins. Tough start for the Giants going 0-2. I just don't think the Giants are. I don't know the viability of Daniel Jones at quarterback long term. We're going to talk about that. I think, you know, this is, you know, his third year going on as quarterback for the Giants. And, you know, there's, I don't see that vast improvement yet, but I also don't think he's got great weapons around him consistently. So, and I know he's got a little bit of a spat now with, you know, their best wide receiver they brought in, Galladay. So we'll see what happens, you know, and, Giant land here coming up, but see if they can save their season.
The New York Football Giants team. Okay, here are my thoughts. Heinicke had a great performance, 336 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. McLaurin had a fantastic game, 107 yards, 1 touchdown. This team is good. Are they the best team in the NFC East? I cannot say that because I would have said that 2 weeks ago. But a team that we think could be the first are the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat an Atlanta Falcons, which is not a team you can say is formidable. You know, they're on the – I can't say decline, but, you know, they're just not all there.
No, you can say declining. I think decline would be right. They're declining as Matt Ryan is declining in skill.
Correct.
And, you know, I think that, we're going to talk Falcons here real quick then. You know, my thoughts on that team is, they had a great chance this year to really cement the future, with the promise of quarterbacks. You got the fourth pick, I think, the fourth pick in the draft, and they go in a draft Kyle Pitts, who might be a superstar, Santiago. As a Gator guy, we'll talk a lot of Gators football here coming up, but loved watching him the last couple of years. But your quarterback's aging. He's not the same quarterback, and I don't know where they go right now, Santiago. After watching the game, the other day, it's not, they don't have a running game to lean on. They have weapons on the outside. They got Ridley, they got Pitts now, but I just don't see them, really factoring in the NFC South. But so, are they going to tank this year so they can get, their next future quarterback next year, So we'll see. I'm just going to say this right now. I don't think the Falcons are going to contend. We're talking NFC East, though. I thought this division was not a good division. I think the Giants are proving that they might be the weakling of this division, but I don't think it's that bad of a division, after the first, game and change here. I think the team that really performed the best, you could say the Eagles, but we talked about how bad we think the Falcons are. But I thought the Cowboys were outstanding last Thursday night, Santiago. I thought the return of Dak Prescott, they got weapons on weapons. I think if they play any other team that week, they probably win that game,
Do you have doubts with their injury woes propping up this week?
It's not great, losing to Marcus Lawrence, he's a premier player on average defense at best. But, they got their, pass rushers, that's probably something they can lean on, a newly acquired Micah Parsons, to kind of fill that in. But if they can get enough stops defensively and the defense continues to show improvement, I think they'll be okay. Obviously, you got to find a little bit of balance with Ezekiel Elliott. What happened to him?
He was quiet. I know I got a lot of buzz from the folks that are pending on Zeke but
fantasy, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with him? Is this just a one-game thing, or is just we're going to see more of this?
I don't think you'll see. I think, Kellen Moore is a smart offensive coordinator. Now he's got all his weapons. He's got Dak. He's got his receivers out there. I think what you are is, you've got a great interior line there in Tampa with Ndamukong Suh and Vita Bailey. Why run into, a brick wall, basically, Santiago? So,
the plan against Tampa is just not, to run it. And plus, you have four good receivers you could throw to.
Absolutely, Santiago. And I think that, I would say I find a little more balance. You can't just run the ball 11 times in the National Football League. It's not going to work. But at the same time, I think this is going to be a pass-happy team in the end. I don't think if you have Ezekiel, I don't say to trade him, lay off your fantasy team, but you may get touchdowns in the red zone. But yards, I don't think you're going to see him break any records this year for sure.
Let's go back into the Giants. Of course, last night they lost Daniel Jones, as you mentioned before, question marks. Question marks are starting to boom a little bit. I thought his grace period extended too much. He had 249 yards and a touchdown, 58-yard run for a touchdown in the first half. This Giants team, you saw him last week. When I saw the Broncos beat the Giants, which Broncos are considered the worst team in the AFC West, predicting-wise, it didn't look good for the Giants. What did you see in this team compared from last night, from last week? And did they improve, or you see the same errors?
I see Daniel Jones. I think he was a little better last night. Showed his athleticism a little, last night. He's got the qualities. I just don't know if he's got the EF factor, Santiago. That consistent winner, finding a way to win the game. But they need Saquon Barkley to be Saquon Barkley. This without him, you know, there's no. It's gonna take. There's gonna be a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones to succeed. You know, so.
They're lacking receivers, you know, defense, as you mentioned.
I don't. Yeah, you know, I think receivers are okay at best. Galladay is good. You know, Shepard. Okay, you know.
94 yards, Shepard, Slayton 54, Galladay 38.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, you know, you got to get the ball, you know, to all these guys. And I don't think, you know, you don't have a real difference maker out there consistently. So, back to the drawing board for Joe Judge. I don't know. It's going to fall a lot on him because the NFL and the coach and quarterback are going to receive, you know, the most criticism for this. So, we'll see where they go from here. But
they do play Atlanta, it is a breather next week.
Yeah, I mean that's a must-win game, Santiago. You're 0-2 against, I think, one of, you know, three or four worst teams in the league, which they could be one of three or four worst teams in the league. We'll see about that, Santiago.
As of right now, Ryan, who do you see winning the NFC East?
I'm gonna go to the Cowboys.
Wow.
I think because they have the best quarterback.
They do have the best quarterback from the bunch, correct?
And they have the best weapons.
But not a good defense, though.
Top to bottom, though, I think the Redskins have the best roster. They did, you know, I praised Taylor Heineke early, but, you know, I don't know if he's a lot, you know. It's, you know, you can be a starter a game or two in the NFL, but to be a starter for, you know, a long period of time, that's really what separates, you know, will show if he's going to be, you know, a long-term quarterback in the NFL or if he's going to be kind of a career backup, which is, there's no shame in that, Santiago.
So you're saying he didn't show enough for you to him for him to replace Fitzpatrick as a starter?
It's a long season, Santiago. We'll see, you know. But I just think overall, I like the Redskins the way to make up their roster, you know, everything, you know. I think, you know, good skill position. You know, I do think they struggle running the ball. I could think they could be upgrades there. But other than that, I really love, you know, the way this is put together. But unfortunately, they don't have that difference maker. You know, the Cowboys wide receiver is, you know, the best position group in that, I think, in that division. You know, there's so many weapons. They can go to Dak's got at his disposal, you know, and he's a distributor of the ball. You know, he's got a great arm, you know. You know, and when they get healthy on the offensive line, I think that's true. You know, the strength of the Bucs, you know, the interior of their defense line, you know, with Dak Martin being out for the Cowboys last week due to COVID, you know, that's their best interior blocker, you know. So you didn't have that last week. There's a lot of reasons why they may not run the ball, but I just, in the end of the day, I think they win. I think the Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, can give you consistently the performance he gave you against every other team in the NFL. They're going to be a tough out, too.
Yeah. Obviously, it was against Atlanta. I would like to see more from the Eagles. Too small of a sample size, but it does give them a boost. Momentum coming into week two. I want to hear your thoughts over the Broncos. I did mention they are the worst team in the AFC West. You might not agree with that, but were you surprised with their performance against the Giants last weekend?
I wasn't surprised. I think Teddy Bridgewater did what they thought Teddy Bridgewater could do. You get the ball to our weapons. You know, you look at the game, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, he is flawless. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, you know, 264 yards, you know. That's a standard operating game in the NFL for a quarterback. And that's what I wanted to do. You know, we do have an issue now with Jerry Jeudy being out, you know, probably about 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain, you know, before he may come back earlier, but I don't think he'll be healthy for at least another month and a half. So that's a glaring spot, but, you know, we did get Cortland Sutton back from, you know, a torn ACL last year. You know, he did solid last week. You know, you got a game against the Jaguars this week. You know, team that's lost 16 straight games. Very winnable. And it's not just winnable, Santiago. It's a must win.
Why do you say that?
I know some. Well, I think the Jaguars are. You know, reports are there's a lot of dismay in the organization. You know, there's. Urban Meyer, the right coach? Does he really want to be there now that USC is open? You know, is he, how is he really connecting with players? You know, San Diego, they're playing a team that literally wants to go 0-16, the Texans, and they got boat raced. Bam.
And we saw a great performance by Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, Santiago, it's not good, you know. And so, I mean, as a Bronco fan, I know you're going on the road again. You win that game, Santiago, and the Broncos have 9 home games left this year and 6 road games. So you can start 0-2, and I know they have some harder home games, but there is a lot of hope in that statement there.
And then you got the Jets afterwards, then a Ravens team that I don't see them 100% either.
No, I mean, that's what, you know, you said the Broncos are the worst team in the division, and I would probably say the Raiders are, but what the Raiders showed you against the Ravens is they might be, you know, a decent team. So I think with that division, you have the Chiefs obviously cut above everybody. Now, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Then you have a Chargers team, which is a great roster and an up-and-coming quarterback. So they're, you know, they're next tier. And then you kind of got the Raiders and Broncos are kind of, I think, good teams. Really no weaknesses in their roster. But I don't know if they're good enough. You know, you got to be good, you know, because you got, you know, it's going to come down when those teams face each other, what happens? Are they going to beat each other up? Or is one team going to, you know, dominate them? Dominate those three, you know, two other teams? To see who moves on, you know. I legitimately, you know, in the perfect world, I could see all four teams in that division making the playoffs. I think all four teams are that good. I don't think that's going to happen just because I think they'll beat each other up. I think, you know, the Chiefs are looking at, you know, 14-3, 15-2. And then, you know, I think that the Chargers, talent-wise, would tell me, you know, 10-7, you know, 11-6. And then, you know, what are the Raiders and Broncos going to do to, you know,
battle out for third?
Yeah. But maybe they battle the Chargers. Maybe Justin Herbert takes a step back, you know. The Chargers, known for, you know, no matter who their coach is, you know, they've always put together a really good roster. They just always seem to just never live up to that.
We'll see what Justin Herbert can deliver for the Chargers this season. He had a great performance last season, and now he is with second year, he could definitely show a lot more. As Ryan says, yeah, this AFC West all of them won last weekend. So things will be battled out, but I do see the Broncos schedule, you know, favoring them at least in the beginning. So it's looking good for Broncos. You know, if they play it smart and take the other team's woes in their advantage, dividends will be paid out. So
absolutely, Santiago. I would be very sad if they're not 3-0 going against a home game against the Ravens in a couple weeks.
That's a good start. Ravens will be the toughest team in the first 3 weeks. Are you ready for predictions for week 2?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go for the first game. Raiders at the Steelers. Raiders had a last-minute win. Pittsburgh surprisingly beat Buffalo in Buffalo. Momentum's coming in, but it's going to be played in Pittsburgh. Ryan, is this an obvious answer?
Yeah, Steelers.
It's like no explanation needed. Okay. San Francisco at Philadelphia. Of course, as we saw last week, Hurts to Devontae Smith, great connection. San Francisco, question marks with the quarterback still. I don't like that when a team doesn't know who's going to be their starter. What's going to happen there?
Well, I mean, what has Jimmy Garoppolo got to do to, you know, earn a little respect here? You know, he had a great game against the Lions. I know it's the Lions, but still, he was awesome. Jalen Hurts, you said, had a good game. You know, this is, you know, a prove a game, you know, I think, Santiago. You know, both teams really did well in their first game, you know. Who, now that, you know, with the real Eagles, with the real 49ers, please stand up. You know, like, who's going to come out? I'm going to say the Eagles pull this out.
It seems like a very level game it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely, Santiago. There's no doubt about that.
We'll see. My boy Nick Bosa. Houston win last week. People thought they were dismantled. That, you know, things weren't looking good internally. Tyrod Taylor felt like he had a comeback game. Is going up against Cleveland, who almost beat Kansas City in Arrowhead. Ryan, what's going to happen there?
Cleveland by a lot. I think, you know, they had a lot of frustration after how that game ended the other day. I think they were the better team against the Chiefs, at least for three quarters. They were definitely. I think they win big. I think they start to get on a roll, Santiago. And I really, honestly, I think, you know, this is, if they get Kansas City again, you know, in the playoffs, I'm not sure. I'm thinking Kansas City to win that game, Santiago.
Me
I
either.
Think the Browns.
Good point.
I think right now we're still in this. This can't be the Browns, you know. Great roster. I think they have a great coach. I think this team is set up for a long-term success. I think we got a three-way battle for the next 10 years in the AFC between, you know, the Chiefs, the Browns, and the Bills.
I agree. Definitely those are the top three teams. I do think Cleveland is going to win the North this year.
Oh, yeah. Santiago, you know, I mean, they have – I think I saw a lot from the Steelers. I think we were all surprised. We knew I think we knew the defense would be better, but I think what they showed the other day against the Bills was, you know, when a great pass, you know, rush, a great, you know, back end help in the secondary. I think, you know, this team is set up for a good run, but I do think the Browns have a better team. I think they have a more dynamic offense, so I will pick the Bills. The Browns to win that division.
Broncos at Jacksonville.
For the reasons we just stated, the Broncos hopefully will win that game. So that's my prediction.
And Jacksonville. Saints, what a win last week. And James Winston, what a performance he had. Beat the Packers 31-3. A Carolina team had a good game last week. But, you know, lost against the Chargers. What's going to happen there?
Hi, what do you think, Santiago?
The Panthers beat the Jets. My apologies. Yeah, 19-14. Saints at Carolina. This is going to be divisional. Christian McCaffrey had a great performance last weekend. James Winston feels a little bit more matured. Looks more matured. I think I'm probably going for the Saints on that one.
I agree with you, Santiago. I don't know what to make about the Panthers. It's just is this an average football team with a really good running back?
Well,
I think
and also good receiver Anderson.
Bobby Anderson, I guess. Yeah, not bad. But we'll see what happens.
You're not a Carolina fan. That's for sure.
I'm not a Carolina guy. I just think they're an average football team.
Yeah.
I kind of do think the Saints are an average football team, but they kind of showed out the other day. So
they showed resilience.
Yeah. They just demolished the Packers. Like, I don't think – yeah, I know Jameis Winston, you know, had a bunch of touchdowns, but it was beyond Jameis Winston. I think he had, a good game. He just didn't – they didn't ask him to do a lot. He had one really long pass. I think he only had 150 yards, which is, you know, well below an average game in the NFL.
I'm a Winston believer, so I hope he succeeds in Carolina. Rams at the Colts. Last night we found out the Colts are in the Hard Knocks of HBO. The Rams, Matthew Stafford, great performance last weekend, Sunday Night Football. This could be good, but Indianapolis. Anyways, who you got for that game?
I'm going to go to the Rams all the way, Santiago.
Matthew Stafford looks good with that team. He really does.
That's Super Bowl team right now, all over it now.
And that SoFi Stadium is a plus. Miami won in New England at Gillette Stadium by a point. The Bills visit Miami in the heat. Tua looked good, performed good. Buffalo is down a game. I don't see them going two. Ryan, do you see the do you see the same?
No. I do. I think the Bills going down the top floor of San Diego. Sorry to say. I think there's one team that Josh Allen loves to see, and it's the Miami Dolphins. For some reason, he just lights them up, San Diego. I don't know.
Yeah, they got to pound it to Miami. I will not be surprised that happens, but Buffalo needs this win. They cannot go 0-2. Tough schedule that they start off with. But, hey, you got to deal with – you're given. Patriots lost last week. The Jets lost last week. New England versus Giants. Meadowlands Stadium. I think it's going to be the Patriots.
I do too. It's I think Mac Jones gets his first swing as a clear out. He got a battle of two rookie quarterbacks. But I just think the Patriots is a better team. I think the Jets, I think if they get patience, I think Robert Saleh is a good coach. But they got to preach patience, which in the NFL is hard to do, so we'll see. But in this week, in the moment, Patriots win.
The Cincinnati Joe Burrows visit Chicago. Andy Dalton started last week. Justin Fields had a few packages. What's going to happen there, Ryan?
And this is the last game Andy Dalton starts for the year. I think Joe Burrow comes and leads the Bengals to a 2-0 record.
Unbelievable. Buccaneers and Atlanta Falcons visit Tampa Bay. This might be a given. Does Ryan think otherwise?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, I do think it's a given. Sandy, I think we said enough in the earlier show. Bucks and more Bucks.
Have you seen the Brady and Gronk show on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Well, he said that Brady, they were joking around, and Brady says he will play till he's 50.
Right now, it wouldn't surprise me, Santiago.
Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins at Arizona, who shocked everyone, killing Tennessee last weekend. Kyler Murray looked fantastic. I would say Minnesota is an average team. Ryan, what's going to happen in Phoenix? Glendale.
I think, you know, the Cardinals build off to success and they go 2-0, and the Vikings are falling fast at 0-2.
0-2. Tennessee Titans at Seattle. Tennessee are 0-1. Seattle had a fantastic game last weekend against the Colts. Russell Wilson, people forget him. He's under the radar, but this guy is the real deal still. What's going to happen? Lockett's going to do it again?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think they'll be hitting the SOS button in Nashville after this week. So Seattle rolls.
Your Cowboys visit the L.A. Chargers. It feels like it's a must-win for Dallas. Ryan, what do you say?
I don't know if it's a must-win, because I think we stated the division is mediocre. You know?
So they can afford to lose this one.
I think they can afford to lose, because I think going 0-2 isn't as devastating with the 17th game this year. But, yeah, I think they could definitely go into San Diego, or not San Diego, Los Angeles, and win this game. So, Santiago, here's a question for you. Looking at the two amazing-looking stadiums, which one would you like to visit? Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas or SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles?
Allegiant, man. I like that one. I really do. I think it has good outside covering.
I just think it looks really – I know, having this, like, spaceship in the middle of the desert there in Nevada there, it's pretty cool there.
Pretty fantastic, well designed. Glad to see the stadiums full for the season. Last year, both those stadiums were empty. So glad to see them with fans. SoFi is a great stadium as well. The interior reminds me of the Cowboys Stadium in Dallas a lot, but the outside looks completely different. But
I think, you know, Jerry's World there, AT&T Stadium, kind of laid the framework for these crazy looking stadiums now. You know. The way it's designed, you know, like I think Jerry's World is just, you know, different looking. It's huge, but so now I think it gave a good framework for architecture to build off of that, you know, with adding, you know, their own flair to each of the stadiums.
I agree. There are the framework, and then of course Chargers put the curved screen to be the cherry on top.
Yeah, that's pretty cool there.
Okay. Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs at the Ravens, a rivalry, you can say. What's going to happen Sunday night, Ryan?
After that devastating, you know, loss, you know, the other day in overtime, it seems like a very important game for the Ravens. But we talked about the Chiefs will have some grace room in that division, because I think they're far above everybody else in the West. I think the West is a really good division, because I don't think there's any bad teams. But they can probably afford to lose it, but I just think they're a better team, so I think the Chiefs will win this game.
Kansas City goes 2-0. What a week 2 it is. Definitely check out this weekend, full of NFL excitement. Everyone's talking about it. Let's go into college football. Alabama versus Florida, SEC rivalry.
I can give you my analysis and give you a prediction. Give me a prediction at the end, but or right now it doesn't matter. But here I'm gonna let my fold here. As a Gators guy, this is a this is a Super Bowl here, Santiago. Revenge SEC championship last year. You know, Gators played the hearts out, fall a little short. You know, Bryce Young and the tie coming to Gainesville. You know, his first career road start in a hostile environment. And all 90,000 plus need, get on their feet all day long. You know, they want any chance. You know, really the story, I think Alabama will have successful score points. I think, Florida's defense, while improved, is still not up to par where they like to be. But, we'll talk about Florida's offense here. Santiago, do you know who led the nation in passing last year in college football?
I don't know for sure.
There was a Florida Gators at 401 yards a game. You know who leads the nation in rushing this year, Santiago?
Florida.
The Florida Gators at over 300 yards a game rushing. So this is just proves the point that Dan Mullen is a chameleon, Santiago. He can disguise his offense as a passing offense, as a running offense. So, I know Florida hasn't played any gangbangers in FAU and USF, but still, the productivity, really flipping the script offensively. Where you got to look at, Santiago, we have a new two-quarterback system in Florida, similar to one that led them to 2006 national championship with Chris Leak and Tim Tebow. We've got Emory Jones and AR-15 Anthony Richardson. Santiago, have you seen Anthony Richardson play yet?
I have not seen him play yet.
6'6", fast, and a great arm. Nearly every play he's had has had success at Santiago. Look at his stats. They are off the charts. He had an 80-yard touchdown run last week against UCF in his last play, but unfortunately pulled a twinge the hamstring on that play, Santiago, which will... It'll be a key factor. I think there's a lot of Gator fans who would like Anthony Richardson to play a little more. This is, a second-year freshman, quarterback Emory Jones has struggled at times even this year, with interceptions. But we'll see what happens. I don't think Florida's got enough in the tank to keep up with it. If they are going to win the game in San Diego, they got to control that clock, make a big play defensively, and flip the script here. I'll say this publicly, I don't like to be wrong with predictions. I'm going to say Alabama will win by a touchdown, but I'm not hoping that, Santiago. I hope I'm wrong.
Ryan Krista picks Alabama to win. First time Alabama travels to Florida in a decade. So in Gainesville, the game will be played. So big showdown early in the season could determine a lot of things. But, hey, it should be a good day of football. Ryan, what is the best way to reach you online?
Santiago, Mad Dog Report on Twitter. You will find me tomorrow, Santiago, in Western New York at University of Buffalo Football Stadium to watch the UB Bulls versus the number 16 ranked Coastal Carolina Chanticleers in a unique non-conference matchup. We don't get many ranked teams visit Western New York, and hopefully the following week another to the east of me, I'll be traveling to Syracuse to watch our Liberty Flames versus the Syracuse Orange. So exciting times there for up here in Western New York.
So you'll be watching the Bama game and recording?
I will be watching recording, so please, people, don't tell me what's happening at 3:30. I'll be traveling back from Buffalo.
You got to go off the grid for that.
I won't be watching the game until 5 o'clock. I will be off the grid, so don't expect any game up play-by-play analysis of me. Hopefully be done with that game, and then watch a beautiful football game tomorrow night between in Happy Valley, unique matchup between the Auburn Tigers and the Penn State Nittany Lions, a very unique matchup there, Santiago, of in Happy Valley, and ending it with a little bit of another fun non-conference matchup between the Arizona State Sun Devils and the BYU Cougars, so that's a game, for you late night football watchers to keep your eye on. So
Pac-12, interesting, full football starts tomorrow. Ryan, Krista, and all of you guys can reach us at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1 on Instagram. Thank you very much, Ryan. Another fantastic show.
All right, Santiago. It is great to be here. Happy Friday, everybody.